You know, and this whole teaching that, well, that's Jesus, that's not you. Well, that's funny, because I see a bunch of prophets of the Lord who say things that Jesus said. Right. You know, John the Baptist called the Pharisees the generation of vipers. Jesus called them a generation of vipers, right? Jesus called the Jews, what? The children of the devil. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And he's telling them, that's your father. He's calling them children of the devil. Well, you know what? The Apostle Paul, when he's cursing Bar-Jesus, right? The sorcerer, what does he call him? Thou child of the devil. Yeah. Hey, Paul, what are you doing? Hey, that's, well, Jesus said it. Yeah, but that's Jesus, Paul. You're not Jesus. Hey, when Jesus said of the Pharisees that they make them twofold more a child of hell than themselves, Jude, what did he write? That they're twice dead, plucked up by the roots. All of these stem from Jesus Christ. All of these scornings and these revilings, these biblical revilings, they stem from Jesus Christ. They're just following in their footsteps. Jesus called Herod a fox. And, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, the fox is so cute, though. It's so cuddly and... such a cuddly animal with the fur, you know, cuddly little tail and furry and all that. No, that's not what he meant by that. He's not complimenting Herod. He's saying he's a deceiver. Because, you know, you think of a fox, often a fox has a stigma of being cunning and crafty, deceitful. And so that's why he's calling him a fox. He's comparing him to an animal. That's funny. Who else did that? Oh, yeah, Peter. Amen. Brute beast who made to be taken and destroyed. They received their inspiration from the ultimate, you know, reviler of false prophets, Jesus. How about Elijah? You shouldn't make fun of false prophets. Well, you know, there's an example in the Bible where Elijah is mocking the prophets of Baal. 1 Kings 1:18 says, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. And said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awake. What is he doing? He's mocking the prophets of Baal. Because, you know, they're jumping up and down. They're trying to get the attention of their false god, and he's just mocking them. And you know what the remainder of the verse says? And God was displeased with this behavior. No, it doesn't say that. Oh, it says, oh yeah, but that's you, Elijah. You're the only one designated to do something like this. Let me just let everyone know that I don't approve of this behavior. This is bad behavior. Is that what it says? God put it in the Bible. Amen. So that men with hair on their legs will read that and be like, that's cool. Amen. Elijah's awesome. He's just mocking this prophet. You know, because God wants us to have biblical characters as role models. Right? Not basketball players and athletes and Power Rangers or whatever. Yu-Gi-Oh! And anime and all this nonsense. He doesn't want that to be people's role models. He wants biblical characters like this guy. For young boys to look at David. My son was just telling me today. He said he was hearing a story about David. And he's like holding his head and he's chopping off his head, Dad. And he's like... he's carrying it around, Dad. I'm like, that's cool. That's cool, huh? God knows that boys like that stuff. That's why he put it in the Bible. Amen. What cooler story than a boy killing a giant and chopping off his head? Right.